Ah, good evening, traveler. And welcome to the Penumbra. Take your seat, please. Take your seat. The junction lies ahead, so if you'll allow me just a moment. We are now approaching Fort Terminus. Our next stop, the Battle at World's End.
Fires burn high and hot, but still not bright enough. Never bright enough. At times I don't remember why we started them. Only that when one goes out, we hear the shriek, and then it's lit again, and every one of us feels we have narrowly, just narrowly avoided our ends. I am not safe. Not here in my chamber. Not there in my cocoon. And I am frightened. I am always so frightened. I am not myself. I am the queen of the Second Citadel. I am in my chambers. Outside my window lies my kingdom where fire. There's too much fire. And around me on the platform which hangs over the edge of the world, they speak of fire, too.
And fire!
Ow! Damn it, human! Put that stick shooter down and fight us! You got both my goddamn eyes again!
And he keeps shooting me up the nose, dude.
Nice shot, Damien.
You've demonstrated quite the useful way to mend those injuries, beasts. Pray, another demonstration.
Fine! Kill me so I can clobber him.
You first, man. This hurts so bad I can barely breathe.
No, you first.
You.
Good boar, man. There is no reason you should quarrel. You've both arms for slaying. Why not slay simultaneously?
Oh, that's a pretty good idea, dude.
Fine. Get your cleaver. On the count of three, I'll knock your brains out. One.
Two.
Wait! Stop! This is the worst idea we ever...
Three! Wait a minute. That really was a bad idea, dude. We almost just wiped out.
Alas.
You idiot! You could have gotten us killed!
Oh, I could just watch this all day, couldn't you?
Whoa, it smells like a slaughterhouse out here. I think that did it really. Oh, I think I'm a vegetarian now.
Get him again, Damien. Put one right in
his... As much as I've enjoyed the target practice, my love, I fear the pigs are not our purpose here. And try as I might, I don't think my arrows alone will be able to slay them both. And their weapons are made of dense metal and stone. They are extremely strong, and I suspect just as quick. If either breaks free from my assault, he could kill the four of us in seconds. And when I attempt to shoot that cursed chrysalis, my arrows have no effect.
Damien! Fire!
Well, yes, Talfrin, that is what I've been doing.
Dude!
No, not that kind of fire. Like, fire! Like you and Mark used on the man-eater damselfly.
You fought a man-eating dragonfly and I missed it?
A man-eating dragonfly the size of a dragon, my love. And I cooperated with Mark to do it.
Oh, wow. This is all very sweet and lovey and nauseating and disgusting and pukey, friends, but where are we supposed to find fire underneath a waterfall?
An excellent question, miss. I'm not certain I know you. Sir Damien the Pious, poet knight of the Second Citadel, and you, fair maiden of the wild?
Yes.
Her name is Quan Yi. She's a witch.
A witch? Hi. Can we trust her?
I think so.
I trust your judgment, my love, and so I will trust your assessment above my own. Well, if it's fire we need, perhaps Quan Yi could...
She doesn't do fire. Elemental magic is for nobodies without imagination. I like magic with a little more style. Pizzazz.
What? Even though we're going to die?
Then if not fire, perhaps fireworks?
Ooh, I love fireworks. Let's...
I can make little sparks, of course, but that would be so boring. So for a really big bang, I'd need something that can already ignite on its own.
The instant fire starter. Myrilla, do you still have that precious powder?
I did. Then Sir Caroline threw away all of my materials in the swamp.
A powder? That was in the Swamp of Titan's blooms? Was it a white powder?
It was. How did you...
Oh, sweet! I found it on my way to the court. The swamp is excellent for gathering materials. I have it right here. I was going to put some of it up my nose.
Wow, am I glad you didn't do that. Because you'd just be so unbelievably dead.
And then I did put some of it up my nose, and it was wonderful! Oh, if this miracle in a bag lights on fire, friends, I could make a really big bang with it.
Excellent. Then the pieces of our plan are set. Stand behind me, friends, and we'll construct just the weapon we need to set this beast aflame.
Fire. All they speak of is fire. They want to kill me. It isn't fair. They want to crack my shell open and let me run out like an egg. It isn't fair when there are so many of them and only one of me when I can't even run away. And I should scare them. I should blow myself to bits just to make them feel a portion of the fear that I feel. And then they'll run away and I'll be shattered but alone. Or... I am almost grown now. And when I emerge from my cocoon, nothing can frighten me again. Until then, I'll keep them separate. It will be easy. The lizard is already far away. Under attack already. Can't do more than I have.
Listen, Scales, I've been out of net bombs for 20 minutes. So unless you've got 100 yards of fishing net and some rudimentary explosives, I'm out. Just let me light them on fire already.
You are inside a plant, you imbecile.
Well then, I'll be careful.
Careful, your human mind cannot even conceive of the concept of cost.
The four before me will require time, but the pigs can defend me in more ways than one. That leaves just two more lead astray.
For the last time, Sir Angelo, be quiet.
I was only trying to lighten the mood, Sir Caroline.
Quiet! Quiet! Do you have any idea what quiet means? Or what an order is? Do any of you know what an order is?
And if I weave fear just the right way, if I pull it in the air and tie its knot around exactly the throat I need...
Oh, begads, there must be quite a draft within these tunnels. I swear to you, Sir Caroline, a chill has run amok upon my spine.
Precisely. Now just one more knot and the charm is done. Just the fear I need. Twist the mind and twist the steel.
No, truly, Sir Caroline. This thrill I feel must be some sort of sixth sense. A knight's instinct for danger. Something down that branch of the mineshaft has raised my hackles.
Nonsense.
I'll just take a look then.
You'd better not. Sir Angelo, get back here.
Someone is in need of our aid down this branch of the tunnel, Sir Caroline. I can feel it in my very bones. Begads, I can even feel it in my ears.
It's called hearing, Oak. And it's because that support beam breaking.
Why, thank you, Sir Caroline. That was very close. Did you see it? The metal of the support beams was twisting on its own.
I told you not to come down here.
Well, I didn't see the harm.
It doesn't matter what you see. In a combined assault, we stand no chance if everyone does as they please. We must be coordinated, as one mind, with one purpose. Or else, each of our individual plans will too easily be crushed by our enemies. Or worse, our individual plans will crush each other beneath a pile of stone.
Yes, well, I suppose when you phrase it that way... My apologies, Investigator General.
Get up.
Yep.
Well, that's another escape route closed.
My apologies, Investigator General. Neither cave-in would have occurred if only I'd thought...
No, you aren't at fault here, Sir Angelo. I am your commander. I should have been focused enough to forbid your plan.
My, Sir Caroline, but there's no need to be so critical of your leadership. Why, you're an incredible...
There is nothing to criticize about my leadership. I am a flawless leader. Leading flawlessly.
But then, what?
It was that traitor, the herbalist.
Rilla? A traitor? No. No, Sir Caroline, I simply cannot believe it. Saints above, Sir Caroline, I felt it again. A wave of terror from further down this hall.
I felt it too.
The fear monster! Monster!
It must be down this hall. After it, Sir Angelo.
You know, Sir Caroline, this quite reminds me of our first adventure together.
Quiet.
The similarities are boundless. There are the avalanches I've caused, of course. And then there was the part where we followed strange echoes down the halls. Speak of the devil! Rather, the monster! Rather, monsters! Rather, those creatures at least sound like monsters.
After them! Before they call reinforcements!
Quickly, please! We're running out of time! Help us!
I think I'm going to be ill.
Humans. Doesn't matter. Please, you have to help us. My friend is terribly injured. What are you doing, Knight?
You're lucky I haven't taken your head already, beast. Remember that as you answer my questions.
Any questions? Any questions? But first, please, my
first,
friend.
Nothing.
Sir Caroline!
Where is the weapon you're growing in here?
Please. Mercy.
The weapon!
It's above us. On a balcony hanging over the edge of the world.
Above us.
And there are humans. There are two other humans attacking it. The guards evacuated and left us here, injured from digging, to save themselves.
There, Sir Caroline. We have the information we need. Now, perhaps we should...
It's lying to us.
Lying? Why would he lie?
Because it's one of the monsters responsible for this weapon. Because it is our enemy.
Sir Caroline, I really don't think...
What is the primary edict of our citadel, Sir Angelo?
Strength in unity, of course.
And the sooner you all remember that, the safer humanity will be in these northern wilds. Hypocrites, the lot of you. Unified only when it's convenient. No better than monsters in that way. Greed governs all, and everyone just does what they want to get what they want. If you've just listened to authority, real authority, you might actually be safe. That's all I'm doing, despite your best efforts. Keeping us safe. Is that clear?
Yes, Investigator General.
Good. Now, beast. We felt your weapon's fear coming from this direction. Stop lying and tell us where it is.
I've told you. Above us, in the humans.
Tell me, or you will regret it.
It isn't our weapon. I swear to you, we were found guilty in the Spiral Court for nothing. But now the Senator has us here, working to dig tunnels to feed that thing.
The Senator? The monster Senator who planned this in the first place? It's here.
I don't know where...
You will tell me where your senator is now, beast, or I will run your friend through with my blade.
Saints.
Please, I don't know, I haven't seen him.
All right then, I've made my terms perfectly clear.
No!
You, standing in my way again, are you?
I do not wish to, Investigator General, but I fear you are not thinking clearly.
Then I suppose this is like our first mission together, in yet another way. Fight me, traitor!
May I request an update on the arrow's progress, my friends? I've only so much energy and so many arrows.
So many arrows is right, dude.
Oh! Just one last touch and finished!
Sir, Damien, one exploding arrow as ordered.
Excellent, my love. The craftsmanship is exquisite. Now, though I may loose it, this arrow is not my own. It belongs to all of us. I will not fire until we are in agreement that the arrow's been prepared. Which, Quan Yi?
Very explodey and very pink, Sir Damien. It will be the most beautiful second of that big bug's life, right before it dies screaming in a ball of flame.
My love?
Fire starter's good. Blow that bug to bits!
Friend Talfrin.
Tal?
But just, like, how do we know the arrow's going to be strong enough to kill it, you know? And what if we just make it angry? Because, guys, it looks really strong. We haven't even seen what it can do yet, not really,
Tal,
so...
it's okay.
Oh, man, Focus, that's a killer plan. They're gonna hate it, dude.
Let's see Mr. Fancy Works try and poke his little sticks into our eyes now.
It isn't okay. See? It isn't.
I meant it's okay to be scared. But we have to try. The Citadel needs us. Everybody needs us. Mark and your parents and even the Queen. If you have any other ideas, we'll take them. But even if we're wrong, we have to do something.
Talfrin?
Let's fire the arrow.
I will do so with honor.
All right, humans. We're coming for you. Ready for our secret plan, Trots?
Mega ready, bro. Secret plan A.
Saint Damien, may our arrow fly true.
Operation, hold our hands over our eyes and walk straight at you.
Damien, shoot it now.
Did it work?
I missed.
Hey, loser! Your dumb bomb almost blew my toes off!
I'm so sorry, my friends, but that scream, it echoed so horribly in my skull,
It's okay, Damien.
All I destroyed was a piece of the balcony. In that crater lies every one of our hopes, all lost by a single twitch of my finger.
Damien, it's okay. You're strong. We're strong. We're going to make another arrow, and we're going to try again, all right?
Yes. Thank you, Myrilla.
That big bug's cocoon is pulsating. Why is it pulsating?
It's hatching. Oh, I've always wanted to be the midwife to a reality-bending nightmare with unfathomable destructive power, but not like this.
Well, exactly like this, actually. Isn't it just awful when you get everything you want and it still doesn't make you happy?
Orcus, man. I'm getting a little nervous. Orcus?
You humans are in for it now. Even working all together, you morons only made us stronger. Ain't that right, Trots?
Yeah, I guess.
Damien, what do we do?
If those pigs join forces with that creature, I'm not certain there's anything we can do. They're too strong already.
Set off as many bombs as you want, humans. All it's gonna do is give us more of a weapon you ain't ready for. Rocks.
What?
Damien!
Not bad, dude.
You're damn right it ain't bad.
My arm!
I think they broke his arm. Quan Yi, can you use some magic to reduce the pain?
I could try, but constant magic like that takes constant focus, sweet. And I'm already a little busy making sure that broken ankle of yours doesn't give out on you.
Just tore through its cocoon!
Grab a handful, Trots! These idiots just gave us enough projectiles to kill them three times over! You're finished! We won! We won!
Porcus!
Hey, who's in charge here? Let go of me, you big loser bastard!
Coming back. That bug just ate them like they were nothing.
Sir Damien, do you think getting up is such a good idea?
Now, before it can hatch fully, I have to kill it now!
Damien!
Saints, it's horrible! My mind is inside my mind!
Damien, are you okay? Damien?
Coming out of the cocoon again! What do we do, Rilla? What do we do?
It screams when we attack it and we're running out of time. But look at the size of the crater our arrow left. Sir Angelo was right. With just a little explosive power, we could blow this whole balcony to bits.
Rilla, what are you doing?
Help me spread the fire starter, all of you. We have to blow up this balcony. We have to...
Rilla!
Thank you.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider donating to the Penumbra on Patreon. Our artists work tirelessly to bring you these stories, and if you have the means, we hope you will support our efforts. Every dollar helps. You can find that page at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. You can also support The Penumbra by liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter @ThePenumbraPod, following us on Tumblr @ThePenumbraPodcast, telling your friends about us, telling your friends to tell their friends about us, and especially by rating and reviewing our podcast on iTunes. Every rating, comment, and kind word spreads our stories further and inspires us to keep creating more and better tales to come. We would like to give special thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Minchowski, Amy Tombolson, Ezra Acton, Ota Arcana, Backtracks.fm, Garrett M, Jay Yanazelli, Karen ZH, Reagan, Kim Zeigen, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. Did you know that the Penumbra has merchandise for sale? It's true. The Penumbra has partnered with DFTBA to bring you the posters, shirts, and pins your heart desires. Just go to DFTBA.com and search for the Penumbra Podcast. This tale, The Battle at World's End, was told by the following people. Melissa Enilat as Rilla, Matthew Zonzinger as Sir Damien, Stuart Evan Smith as Porcus, Michael Underhill as Trotter, Jason Mellon as Talfrin, Melissa DeJesus as Quan Yi, Leslie Drescher as Sir Caroline, M. Sutherland as Sir Angelo, Noah Symes as Lord Arum, Stefano Purdy as Sir Mark, and Kat Buckingham as Queen Mira. The Penumbra is created and produced by Sophie Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about our ever-expanding, infinitely creative team of artists, musicians, editors, designers, and managers, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid this is the end of the line for today, dear traveler. We hope you will ride with the Penumbra again soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.